For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lampe. Good afternoon. We, like you, have been following the tragic shooting at Marshall County High School today, where two students, a 15-year-old female and a 15-year-old male, were killed and 17 others injured, 12 of those gunshot injuries, and the remaining injuries related to just scrambling and trying to escape the building. We've been covering this all day, and I'm joined by Nicole Irwin, our reporter who is on the ground, speaking with many parents and students today. Nicole, tell me, what was going through the minds of the parents that you were talking to?
Most of the parents that I spoke with were felt that they were fortunate. They were on their way to pick up their children. They had been transported from the high school to the North Middle School. The line to the school was almost a mile long. Some of the parents had been waiting since 9:30 in the morning to pick up their kids and were basically just trying to understand why this happened. They describe Marshall County as a very close-knit community. They've seen things like this happen before, but explained that they never thought that it would hit so close to home. You know, they were just ready to pick up their kids. Some of them had actually evacuated their cars because the line didn't seem to move, so they were on foot walking up to the school. But once they got there, the school was trying to keep about as orderly a process as they could. They had a list. When the parents would arrive, they would have the kids' name to call out one by one. So there were parents that had been there for even an hour waiting to pick up their kids.
We should note that Marshall County High School is quite large. There are, according to the Kentucky Department of Education, around 1,400 students enrolled there. And you connected with many parents and students, and you heard from one student. And again, this is all with permission of parents because mm-hmm. we're dealing with minors, but the parents provided WKMS the permission to record. And tell us about this one student that we'll hear from.
I spoke with 16-year-old Alyssa Hubbard, a junior at the high school. She said that she was in the library next to the commons where the shooting occurred. So she didn't see anything, but she did hear quite a bit of what was going on. There have been mixed reports of what actually happened when the shooting took place, but this is what she had heard. I'd ask her if anyone she knew had been hurt, and this is what she said.
He tried to fight the shooter or something, and that I don't think he got shot, but he's hurt.
Did that help stop the situation?
I think so.
Do you know how they ended up getting the shooter to stop?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I just know that I could hear the teacher screaming at him. I think two students tried to fight him, and one of them, I think he had a knife as well. That's what I've been hearing.
So we don't know, again, if there was a knife involved. We do know there was a handgun, and that's what the Kentucky State Police have reported to be the weapon used today in the shooting. Now, the KSP has not released the name of the suspect or those who were injured or died, but Alyssa saw things and thinks she knows who it was?
Yeah, she did. She described him as a member of the band. She said that after it had happened, that the teachers asked anyone who knew the student to come into a specific area, and she said the band, pretty much all of the band, went into the room. And here's how Alyssa described him.
I didn't know him, like, very well, but I know most of the band kids.
Do you know what kind of person he was? Was he quiet?
He's kind of like the nerdy, geeky type, but I didn't think he was bullied or anything, so I don't know what caused this.
That was 16-year-old Alyssa Hubbard, who was at Marshall County High School today near where the shooting occurred. Nicole, you know, the community is reeling from this. What are the next steps by way of the community?
Well, I think that the parents are still trying to figure that out. Most of them just want to hold their kids tonight. But the community is having a couple of vigils. The Blood River Baptist Association is holding a prayer vigil tonight at 6 at Bryansburg Baptist Church, and Impact Church is also holding a prayer vigil tonight at 6.
Nicole Irwin, thanks so much for being here with us.
Yeah.
You can see plenty of the coverage online at WKMS.org.